Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Right now, my old friend John Burkett of WTVR Channel 6, the CBS affiliate here in Richmond, joins us. And John, I wanted to have you back on because the last time we spoke a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about crime rates in Richmond and whether we're seeing a spike or not. And I just want to keep tabs on that because I'm looking at news coverage in urban areas around the United States, and it seems like a lot of people have been emboldened to do some very bad things, especially as the police are either defunded or basically retreat a little bit. What are you seeing here in Richmond since you've been covering this for a long time?
Well, you see that over the weekend we had, I think, three more shot and a person stabbed as well. It seems like in Richmond, closer to the weekend, you got that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's when things get crazy, a little bit hairy in the city, and people start to act out. The ones that got shot Sunday, two of those were teenagers, and we're talking, I think, 16 and 17. And one, my source tells me, is due to a robbery, and he didn't have the cause for the other one. But the stabbing, I was told, was also a domestic on the south side.
Well, that's important to distinguish, you know, whether, I mean, not that any of this crime is okay. I'm not excusing it, and I'm not mocking it. But I do become very concerned when innocent people who are just going about their business wind up shot or attacked. Or is this a case where you've got drug deals gone bad, or, you know, domestic situations where some horrible person decides to take it out on somebody they're living with or they have a relationship
right
with? I mean, do you, if we draw that distinction, what do you think's going on?
Well, I can tell you, for the past weekend where the teenager was shot, that was a kid walking to the store, and he was rolled up on and robbed.
Right.
And that's, yeah. So, and we've seen, and we talked about this a little bit last time, was the amount of teenagers that are involved in violent crime. And I went back and counted, and I think we're now like 8 or 9 teens that have either been shot or killed since the pandemic, since mid-March.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big number. I mean, it's a number to be concerned about.
Yeah. Do we think that's because there's just no oversight? I mean, the practical reality, I mean, it's probably this way in the counties, too. It's just harder to get into trouble in the counties.
Well, we've had a few in Chesterfield. We've had a few 15-year-olds in Chesterfield, yeah. I've covered one over here off Courthouse Road.
Is this just them not having supervision, not being responsible for minimally checking in at school? I mean, the summer's different, obviously, than the fall and the spring,
yeah.
But
it's a real good question, man. I'm not in the minds of these kids that are doing what they're doing, but it's normally...
Do the cops tell you anything like that, do they?
Well, I mean, obviously the concern is, you know, in March they're supposed to be in school.
Yeah.
And they weren't. So, I mean, of course they think that could have something to do with it, but, I mean, there's a lot of things going on in the streets, and, you know, there's turf wars in these neighborhoods, especially the East End. The East End is volatile, man. I mean, Mosby area, that part of Church Hill. I remember a 15-year-old was killed a couple weeks ago at 31st and P Street. Well, that same block I had been in 2 weeks prior for a woman who was mugged in the parking lot.
Yeah. That's a real problem. We're because of our fear from the pandemic, we are systematically dismantling some of the things that help keep people who could go wayward under control. And I think that's got to be calculated. Let me ask you a question about something I heard this weekend. I got it from a very good source in Henrico County that I've known for a long time, that there were, I think I'm quoting the numbers correctly, there were 26 individuals who entered into the new police academy class, the latest police academy class, and only six wound up sticking through to the end. Now, I didn't get to follow up to ask whether that is, you know, what's the normal number? I would assume they're somewhat selective as to who can join the police academy class.
Right.
But if only six made it through, man, that seems, God, that seems pretty pathetic. And I honestly, I couldn't blame somebody who dropped out at this stage. Like, I don't want this job.
I think those numbers are the normal, I think. I mean, I know, you know, my sister was a Chesterfield police officer, and she went through the academy, and they started with an astronomical number of 46 people or something like that, but in the end, there's only 11 of them. So I think through, you know, the process, it's a six-month-long process, I think a lot of them tend to just drop out. You know, I was talking to a Chesterfield police buddy of mine over the weekend, and he said the amount of lateral transfers from the city coming to the county, that's something to gawk at.
Oh, really?
And oh, he says at least 16 or 17 guys that are in the pipeline from Richmond to transfer to Chesterfield.
And we can make the presumption that that's because they don't feel supported in the city. I'm sure everybody's got their own reason, but that, is that a common theme?
Well, considering that you're going from one retirement system to another, it's got to be a huge decision in the police officer's mind, because they're going from one thing in the city to a different retirement city in the system in the county.
Yeah. So that shakes things up. So
basically, they're having to start all over.
Right, right. So you've got to really want to make that move to make that dramatic change. Well, listen, I appreciate the fact that you're willing to come on and talk about this with us, give us some, you know, objective numbers, also your perspective, and, you know, John, you know me. I want to be honest about things. I don't think we can ignore the reality in front of us and downplay it. But I also don't want to come on the radio every day and inflame situations that don't need to be inflamed.
Right.
And I think you help keep things stable here. So I appreciate your perspective on it.
Well, dude, I got to tell you, dude, my wife is going to love you, because for 3 days I've had clothes sitting at the edge of my bed waiting to be folded. And finally this morning I got up and folded them. So.
Well, good. We're helping out domestically, too. Right? We're preventing a domestic situation at your house. That's great. John Burkett, the crime reporter at WTVR Channel 6, the CBS affiliate. I'm always glad to be able to talk to you. Hope I'll see you in person again soon. Thanks, John.
Hi, Jeff. We'll see you, man.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.